Chapter 20, Cosmic Thunder. Yes, the cosmos is grudgingly opening her secrets. Will we ever detect the edge of the universe? Well, we're certainly trying. Since its launch in 1990, the Hubble Space Telescope has provided remarkable new views of the universe, which have revolutionized astronomers' thinking about many astronomical mysteries. Hubble's powerful capabilities have allowed astronomers to peer into the outer limits of the universe and uncover a variety of never-before-seen galaxies. Astronomers always hoped it would enable them to view the very edge of the universe. I predict that ultimately they'll be disappointed. Our God and His universe are beyond measuring with the puny instruments of men, as He revealed to Job. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if thou hast understanding, knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof in the earth? Job chapter 38, verse 3 and verse 33. God's creation continues to boggle the puny scientific mind. Early in 1999, the Hubble Space Telescope's imaging spectrograph recorded the most powerful cosmic explosion it recorded to date. For a brief moment, the light from the blast was equal to the radiance of 100 million billion stars. While scientists are still scratching their heads, I can tell you what caused it. God did it. Yes, the works of God are too colossal. How can mortal man ever expect to plumb infinity? While we applaud the magnificent achievements of the scholars and scientists, some of their feverish efforts to disprove God remind me of the Shakespearean character in Hamlet who said, "The lady doth protest too much, methinks." God has forthrightly declared the origin of life, and yet many extend to the limits of lunacy their efforts to tread down God's explanation. The Bible tells us that great men are not always wise. Job chapter 32, verse 9. The contortions some scholars put themselves through to disprove God's word border on the humorous. They struggle through the tortured theories to discount the Bible. Paul describes them as among those who change the truth of God into a lie. Romans chapter 1, verse 25. Many who are otherwise intelligent have psyched themselves into believing things like this bizarre theory of man's origin. 3.5 billion years ago, a violent celestial storm broke. Thunder, lightning, and solar radiation stirred a primordial soup. Out of this came amino acids, and from the brew, life forms began to invent themselves. Can't you just see those little amino acid molecules running around until they accidentally self-invent an optical system, a heart, a brain, and love? Methinks they protest against God too much. It takes more faith to believe that silliness than it does to believe the Bible. And it doesn't require a towering intellect to recognize intellectual confusion. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and He that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrateth the tokens of the liars, and maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 24 through 25. Plato wrote, astronomy compels the soul to look upward. The grandeur, variety, and magnitude of the celestial menagerie excites my passion for God. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 9. The sheer size of creation shorts out human comprehension. A light beam speeding 186,000 miles every second takes 1,000 years just to cross our own galaxy. And by now we know more than a billion other galaxies exist. So it shouldn't be surprising that God has fashioned some exotic cosmic mysteries. Each discovery of one of his creations makes him seem still grander and more glorious to me. Those black holes in our universe fascinate us. They exert such massive pull that everything within a million miles is sucked inside to be forever trapped. Some astronomers theorized that at one time there were huge bodies that have undergone gravitational collapse. Compressed to such density, their gravity warps space and time, which fold in on each other. But black holes are so mysterious, no one really understands them. Since their enormous pull prevents even light from escaping, they can only be detected by X-ray. Dr. Thorne of the California Institute of Technology says, "We will never be able to see inside a black hole, and we can never know what has happened inside, since no energy in any form ever comes out to carry the information. By using Hubble to measure the whirlpool-like motion of stars and gas in the cores of galaxies, astronomers have calculated how much matter is packed into a galaxy's hub. In the three galaxies the Space Telescope has probed so far, scientists have calculated that the mass of hundreds of millions or billions of suns is compressed into a region of space no bigger than our solar system, they think. Strange indeed. Could it be some of these black holes out in space may prove to be places for being consigned to outer darkness? Could one of them be the bottomless pit? No one knows. Maybe when we attend Jesus University, we can find out their real purpose in God's universal economy. But black holes aren't the real mystery in space. Somewhere out there is a dazzling opposite to the outer darkness. It is the most beautiful territory in the universe, according to those Bible heroes who have seen it. The Apostle Paul and John the Revelator, for example. Lavish with priceless stones, gold, and crystal. It's the control center for everything that is. It's God's office and His residence. Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold, the height of the stars, how high they are. Job chapter 22, verse 12. We will be staying there with Jesus during the tribulation years, and it would be heartbreaking to leave if we weren't returning to earth with one who carries heaven with him, Jesus the Son. Fasten your seatbelt. Some years ago, I was studying a group of scriptures that reveal our relationship with the rest of creation. The Heavenly Father states flatly that all things in heaven and in earth are put under Jesus. Then we are told, we are the children of God, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 16 through 17. For still further confirmation, we read in Psalm chapter 8, verse 3 through 4 and 6. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, what is man, that thou art mindful of him? Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. This exciting passage of Scripture is repeated in the New Testament in Hebrews 2. And there came that moment when suddenly the implications of that message explode within me. The Lord is clearly telling about our own eternal involvement with His entire universe. We must stretch our vision to encompass our millennial assignments in God's colossal realms during eternity. This started me thinking of some logistical problems such travel would present. I said, Lord, it will take too long to get out there to the far reaches of your space. Even at the blinding speed of light, it takes 1,000 years to cross our own little galaxy. Since you created at least 1 billion more, it would consume my eternity just to travel out there on assignments. How could this problem ever be solved? Within seconds, a question entered my mind. What is the fastest thing you can think of in all the universe? As I was pondering this, I thought of lightning, the speed of comets, and light at 186,000 miles a second. I said, light is the fastest. Then I got another mental nudge. No, light is too slow. Q. keep thinking. Finally, it struck. Why, of course, there is something faster, the speed of thought. Remember, we will have the unhindered mind of Christ in our glorified bodies. Suddenly, I saw how it would be possible for us to fulfill our millennial assignments anywhere. Wow, we'll just have to think there to be there. Imagine the might and power of our Creator to adorn the universe with a trillion massive planets, stars, and celestial mysteries. He who with incomparable divinity has hung it all on nothing. He stretcheth out of the north over the empty place, and hangeth the earth upon nothing. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his reproof. By his Spirit he hath garnished the heavens. Lo, these are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him. But the thunder of his power, who can understand? Job chapter 26, verse 7, 11, and 13 through 14. Just think, we imagine what the universe must be like, but God tells us clearly that we don't know the half of it.